This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I'm Jim Downey. I live here in Wilmington, and I'm concerned about race in America.
My name is Toya Wilson. I've been in Wilmington for 13 years, and when I saw the Race Matters book discussion on Facebook, I knew I had to go and bring some of my friends.
Jim, Toya, and several others get together once a month for a book discussion group called Race Matters. Jim formed this group with his wife, Lisa Coates, in January. Toya has been in the group since the beginning.
There's a core group of people that are really interested in this topic and how to make things better and how to have honest, robust discussions. Because I think that a lot of times people are afraid to talk about it. And Jim and Lisa have created a really safe environment where no one is judged based on their comments. I was tired of talking about race with only Black people. It doesn't solve anything. You don't educate anybody else. No one is getting the benefit of that discussion. So isn't it time that we start talking about race with people that look different than ourselves?
Have there been conversations that have created statements that were shocking or that you would never normally hear?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Can
From
you tell
the
me
very
a,
beginning.
Tell me a yeah. little bit about that. What are some of the things that have opened your mind, shocked you, or thrown you for a loop?
We had a person come who is a professional, PhD, who's African-American, and he said that he is reminded every day that he is a Black person. And I thought, like, wow. I mean, I don't think about being white. I'm Jim. I'm me. I don't think about the fact that I'm white. Since we started this book discussion, it's so obvious the difference between how I'm treated and how I see other people treated.
Jim is originally from New Jersey and Toya is from Indiana. They both say that a book discussion group like this is important here because many Wilmingtonians want to talk about race, but don't.
Living here in Wilmington, people don't talk about this. I mean, we found out from the first meeting that people wanted to talk about race, but didn't have anybody to talk to about.
Well, when you come from a different city or state where discussions of race happen regularly, when you come to Wilmington, I think it is a culture shock because you don't really see people of different races or ethnicities interacting or having discussions.
The book the group is working through now is a collection of essays by Ta-Nehisi Coates titled We Were 8 Years in Power.
The way this book is set up is that Ta-Nehisi Coates, he has been writing for The Atlantic. What he did in 2017 was he went through all the essays he wrote and he picked one essay to correspond with a year in Barack Obama's presidency. We're going to dedicate the whole hour of the discussion to chapter 6. It's called The Case for Reparations. This is huge. There is a lot of discussion about is paying reparations for damage done to African Americans. Is that feasible? Is that possible? Is that necessary?
That's Jim Downey and Toya Wilson from the Race Matters Book Discussion Group. The meeting on Ta-Nehisi Coates' essay on reparations is tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 6:30 at the Main Library in downtown Wilmington. Find details and our extended discussion at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.